Amen. Thank you, Deanna. If you would turn with me to the book of Acts this morning, chapter 17. Now, for those of you who may not be familiar with the Bible, is Acts in the Old or New Testament? So in the New Testament, it's like the last third of the Bible, maybe even less than that. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the first books of the New Testament, and then the book of Acts. If you would turn to Acts chapter 17 with me, we'll begin with verse 22. Once you find that, if you could close your Bible on your finger and stand with me. Raise those Bibles above our heads and let's say our Bible pledge like we mean it this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Acts 17, beginning with verse 22. Then the Apostle Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, To an Unknown God. What therefore you worship is unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, He who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is He served by human hands as though He needed anything, since He Himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor He made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and He allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they should live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for Him and find Him, though indeed He is not far from each one of us, for in Him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, for we too are His offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now He commands all people everywhere to repent, because He has fixed a day on which He will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom He has appointed. And of this He has given assurance to all by raising Him from the dead. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. You know, it's so important to laugh, and this really has nothing to do with the sermon, but I just have to lift up some of these things. This is just comes from the church announcements and such. I just think they're funny. So if you bear with me and laugh a little if you choose, that would be great. One thing, the associate minister unveiled the church's new tithing campaign slogan last Sunday. I upped my pledge, up yours. Oh, a good belly laugh feels so good sometimes. Low self-esteem support group will meet Thursday at 7 p.m. Please use the back door. Weight Watchers will meet at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. Please use the large double door at the side entrance. Now, these are real announcements, folks. The ladies of the church have cast off clothing of every kind. They may be seen in the basement on Friday afternoon. Oh my. I better not say that one. I get in trouble. Yeah, let's just end with that one. No.